You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this Bobby was a race car driver?
No, this is Winona as Big Brown Beaver.
Oh, man.
Jerry, I wish I could play bass like this guy.
Keep practicing.
Bass?
Yeah, keep practicing.
Man, I would just go, I'd go club hopping and just hop on to the bands and be like, can I come up and play bass? Do you guys know Winona's Big Brown Beaver? Just follow along.
You'd be the hit of the party.
Oh, man, Jerry, I'd be killing it. You got to figure, like, you play bass. Most people, when they're growing up, if they choose an instrument, they pick guitar, drums.
Yes, which drives parents nuts.
Like, the bass is last. So if you want to get in a band, learn the bass.
Yeah, fair.
Only four strings.
I couldn't figure it out. What about the flute?
The flute seems complicated. Seems very complicated.
I had a trumpet when I was a kid.
See?
That did not go well.
I got to say, like, to ask a kid to play the trumpet or a horn seems like, ugh, lame-o. It's not a drums or guitar. But if you're older and you know how to play a horn.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, like when you go see a band that has a horn section, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, that was assigned to me in school.
The horn?
We had one year where everybody had to take, like, band. Like, everybody. And they would assign an instrument to you. And they gave you the instrument for the...
For the semester?
I was awful. Terrible.
The horn only has those three things,
right?
I don't
remember.
But you could hurt your lips if you don't blow the horn right.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, you have to get
don't
really
blow too hard.
Yeah, you have to get really used to your lips being on the horn.
Yeah, you see your lips on a horn?
No, never could figure
neither.
That out.
Me neither.
The country of Peru, Jerry.
The country of Peru. There's a line that's never been said in the history of this show before.
It is a country, right?
Of Peru.
Is Peru a country?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Google that. Is Peru a country? Is Peru a country or state? Peru is a mega diverse country. Okay. Just want to get it right. Peru claims, Jerry, that they have the world's oldest man.
I did see this. 124?
124 years old, Jerry.
I did see it. Think about, you know what I like about this?
Yeah.
That means neither one of us have lived half our lives yet.
Yeah, 124.
The new benchmark, 124.
This guy must have had some 401k plan. He's a local farmer named Marcelino.
Yeah.
And he just turned 124 years old.
You know, we're talking about age. Someone posted, I love when people do this, the whole comparisons. You know, this was Archie Bunker at 48, or Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker. There was one yesterday that said, I guess Ralph Macchio's birthday was recently, and it said Ralph Macchio is now older than Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, no. In the films?
Yes, and it showed Ralph Macchio's recent photo to Mr. Miyagi in the film. And he still looks like his grandfather. It's just different.
For some reason yesterday on Twitter, Wilford Brimley was...
For Quaker Oats.
Yeah, he was trending.
So and I was an like, I miss character.
I was like, what is he trending for? So I clicked on it. It was a picture of Wilford Brimley at 55.
Right.
And the actor Paul Rudd. It looked like he could have been Paul Rudd's father.
Yes.
They were this in the picture.
Or grandfather.
Same age. Very strange.
Yes. Again, we're aging a lot better than we were. So 125. I always said 100. The hell with that. 124.
124. This guy from Peru. Jerry, do you remember that thing? Did you, when you were in grammar school, did you used to do, there once was a man from Peru?
No.
So you don't know this one at all?
I do know of it because my friend, what was this? This is a play on words to remember what?
No, this was just like, I don't know what you would call this, but this was just something that we would.
Like a Florida man?
No, we would like
a limerick.
A limerick, there it is.
And usually it was involving the island of Nantucket.
Yeah, there was, yes. Like this one was.
I have heard this before. We didn't do this in school, though.
They're one. Well, no, believe me, they weren't teaching us this. Oh. I'm saying as kids in the lunchroom, for some reason, we would. There once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in his canoe. While dreaming of Venus, he played with his...
Ew.
And that's
Venus.
And then it would continue from there. But yeah, Eddie's got the one. There once was a man from Kentucky who's bleeping.
Nantucket.
What did I say?
You just made up a word or a state or a city.
There once was a man from Nantucket whose was so long he could
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Wild stuff, Jerry.
Penis.
Yeah. So I don't know how they taught that back then and which teachers told us that, Jerry, but they should be prosecuted.
Got it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Your New York Knicks are still alive for the number two seed, Jerry.
Yes, they are.
That seems
they're not my New York Knicks.
Oh, you're a Nets fan.
They're Boomer and Geo's New York Knicks. They play tonight, by the way.
Who are they playing?
Knicks Nets.
Oh, right. Knicks Nets.
Oh, right.
So the number two seed, is that something that's desirable for the Knicks?
You always want to move up, of course.
Playing but then don't you have to play? Bucks. If you're higher up in NBA, you play lower ranked teams?
Correct.
Oh, so that's good. So you do want to higher
up. You'd be playing one of the play-in teams.
Which means nothing, by the way, because the play-in team last year were the Miami Heat, who went to the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors, who have won 7 straight, 9 of 10, or 5 straight, but 9 of 10. I forget how many in a row, but 9 of 10. They're in a play-in game. So you don't want to play. The Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant are going to be in a play-in game. LeBron and the Lakers play. So that doesn't mean anything necessarily because teams don't play.
Like an AFC or NFC wildcard team getting in and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's exactly what it would be like. That's what the Heat did last year.
Just get in, and you've got a whole new season.
Yeah, especially with the way teams play now these days.
Yeah.
You're going to play a lot harder in the postseason now.
That's strange.
Yeah, I agree.
Very especially bizarre.
With what they make. I couldn't agree with you more.
It's like, oh, the playoffs are starting. Let's play.
Now let's roll.
Let's play
as long
ball.
As you make the playoffs.
The
not
Knicks
everybody
are,
makes it.
They're 100% making the playoffs, though, right?
For real. There's like 2 games audience. Left in the season.
For the audience, Jerry.
Yes.
Of course, I know.
All morning yesterday, I told you they've clinched the top 6 spot already.
Oh, right. So, I know. I actually saw that. I remember the updates, and I remember reading an article about that. They already clinched the 6 spot.
But now they're going 6 spot. Not the 6 spot. They're in third place right now. They could finish second.
Correct. I know that, Jerry. But for the audience that doesn't follow the NBA, it's nice to let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
I saw Kentucky is now.
Mark Pope. I mean.
Who is coming from BYU.
Now, he played there, I believe. But could you imagine, like, you're Kentucky. No offense to Mark Pope. I'm sure he did it. Where is it? BYU?
BYU.
I guess he did a great job there in 5 years.
Evidently.
But you're reading all these articles. At some point, he's like, hey, guys, what about me? Oh, we'll get to you. And they did.
We just need 8 more people to say no.
Oh,
and then
God.
Mark Pope, you could roll up in here.
I did like at one point when I heard the report that Kentucky has hired one of their own. I'm like, come on, Chin or Bruiser. Come on, be one of Chin or Bruiser. It wasn't, though. It was not. Unfortunately, they went that direction. So be it.
Do you think Mark Pope's like, this is awesome, or is he like, I was the freaking 8th choice?
I think he says this is awesome because he's probably getting $8 million a year.
That is awesome.
Yes. And he said it was on the 96 championship.
Right, that's what I just said. He was on the team. The
Geo walked in. I was
no, it's okay. There was it Drew? Was he the one who they flew
Scott
out?
Scott Drew.
I believe they flew out privately to wine him and dine him, and they were like, "We're good. No thanks.
We're gonna wine you, dine you, 69 you, but you ain't getting the job." That was
I'm sure that they did that middle part because that'd be weird.
I don't know. I saw a quote in the paper.
Quick break.
One of the papers.
You did not see that quote in the paper. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up. I see G is ready to rock. Boomer and Geo next. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute with Bart Winkler.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
About 45 seconds left. What'd you leave for the end?
Here's something I just saw one little thing about, and I thought I would have seen more things, Jerry, that they're building that soccer stadium next to
City Field.
NYCFC Stadium. How come I'm not hear that about that anywhere else?
I don't know. Because there have been a lot of things written about it, the whole buildup of the area.
Did they already clear out all those, what they call
been there. I don't know.
The chop shops, Jerry?
I have not been there this year. I don't
what
think so.
What is the chop shop?
The auto body places.
But I always
where you buy hubcaps.
Hubcaps and hubcaps. Catalytic
tires,
converters.
Things of that nature out.
But is it like...
They're all still there.
But is it like...
It's very dirty.
Right.
Very,
is it a shady business?
Yeah, it's a lot of cash involved.
A lot of cash. Yeah, what I'm saying is it like...
Or pizza places.
Stolen.
Shady.
Delis.
Delis too.
Yeah. Are they like stolen hubcaps that are then resold?
They could be. Could be some
you
of
don't
those
ask
stuff.
Questions.
WFAN. WFAN FM. WFAN FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.